Abortion rights!
When do we want them?
No!
It sparked protests across the country. An unprecedented leak of a draft opinion showing five of the nine justices on the US Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade, a controversial landmark 1973 decision which guaranteed the constitutional right to an abortion.
The leak itself is a little shocking just in terms of how the Supreme Court operates. It's really only happened a tiny handful of times in history. The substance of the leak is, of course, in some sense, even more shocking because it shows that the court intends to overturn about 50 years of precedent on abortion in the United States.
Former President Donald Trump put three of the justices on the court. All three are conservatives. All three implied during their confirmation hearings that Roe versus Wade was settled law.
It is a precedent of the United States Supreme Court.
And one of the important things to keep in mind about Roe v. Wade is that it has been reaffirmed many times over the past 45 years.
I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
The idea the court would scrap the protection has left some who voted to confirm the justices struggling for answers.
I will just tell you that it rocks my confidence in the court right now.
Three in five Americans support abortion rights. A new poll suggests even the idea of scrapping those protections has hit the court's once high approval rating.
The court has in the past ruled in an unpopular way when they banned prayer in schools, for example, or where they extended the right to an attorney for criminal defendants. So it's not that the court has never been willing to go against public opinion, but in this case, they're taking an issue that seemed sort of settled for the last 50 years.
Some justices have expressed a concern at the damage a leak can do, and an investigation is underway. But what may do more damage is an unpopular decision. And while there are some who will welcome the direction the court seems to be moving in, its image could take a beating in the court of US public opinion. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the Supreme Court in Washington.